Good people all, I'll tell you here in short, our sins are grievous, and I'm sorry for't. Give ear a while unto me, I do pray, and understand before you go away. First serve God in heaven, and call to him for grace. Our time's not long, our glass runs on apace. O wicked wretches that we be, I say, let's repent our sins before our dying day. God made man to serve him as it doth appear, as you may find it in the scriptures clear. Our pride and malice bear so great a sway, and dangers many a soul be cast away. In serving God is a hard thing to do, for want of grace brings many a one to woe. Yet in e'er a nation, as it's known full well, has better teaching, yet we do rebel. God's ministers doth labor every day to bring us in a blessed godly way, to save our souls, which Christ did buy so dear. For many blessed sermons we do hear. But many itching ears there are, I fear. Most petty people are so void of care to hear the word and shake off filthy sin and mend their lives and a new life begin. Our time more precious than the purest gold. We are here today, tomorrow in the mold. Who would be proud of any worldly treasure, or in this world of any earthly pleasure? Good people, now let us love one another. These dangerous times we can hardly trust our brother. Dissimulation and delights in the sin, then let's leave it off and a new life begin. The serpent in the world seeks for his prey, so doth the papists both by night and day. Therefore, good Lord, we humbly thee implore, have mercy on us now and evermore. Oh, let us pray to God then night and day. Keep in good company and bless us, I do say. Bad company, as we all the same have known, has caused many a brave man to be overthrown. Parents, be careful and give God the praise, and teach your children how to guide their ways, and not to curse and swear while they are young, as many does that passes on along. Do not wrong the widow nor the fatherless, but as thou'rt able, help them in distress. What's given to the poor is lent the Lord, as holy scriptures do the same record. Let's believe in Christ, and then our case is good, that for our souls he spilled his dearest blood, and gave his life most freely up for all. God gave us grace upon his name to call. The price was great that bought our souls, you hear. Our Savior Christ ransomed them so dear. Repent your sins and pray, observe that cost. He is unwilling and he should be lost. Good people, all let us repent with speed. Our time goes on, we never had more need. And be careful what we do now every day, and put it not off unto the latter day. And believe most firmly in the God of heaven, that our great sins they may be all forgiven, and that our Savior died to set us free. Lord, bring our souls, sweet Savior Christ, to Thee. Lord, give us grace, we all may be prepared, and not lie sleeping in our sins unarmed. For the devil lies lurking every day to deprive us of our souls both night and day. There's many wicked people in this land that of God's word they do not understand. But let them think that one day they must die, and as the tree doth fall, so it must lie. There is many a one that dies a sudden death, and hath not time to speak to draw their breath, or say, "The Lord have mercy upon my soul," to ask forgiveness for this sin so foul. Good people all, once more I will say, while you have time, neglect not for to pray, and pray to Christ that bought our soul so dear to forgive us our sins. Sweet Jesus, hear our prayer. Now to conclude, sweet Jesus, guide our ways in godliness to lengthen out our days, and bring us all to make a godly end, that we in heaven may live world without end.